Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Bob Burton, the president with Southwestern. Bob, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp.
A little background on you. You worked for 14 years, I believe, as a division of Shaw at Tuftex out there on the West Coast. And then about 5 years ago, you went over to Southwestern, which is up there in that Colony area above Dallas. And Southwestern, you operate a design studio, but you're a builder flooring contractor, right?
That's correct, Kemp.
So how's business?
Business has been good.
Yeah.
You know, I think we went into this year anticipating it to be difficult, and the builders in the Dallas-Fort Worth market have adjusted downward enough for affordable housing, and the units are great, but we definitely have seen the margin come down, and the product is less expensive that we're putting in today.
Well, you're down there in what I call another world. I mean, the growth in Texas, it outpaces the rest of the country, so I'm not surprised to hear your business is good. I want to talk to you about your trip to Napa with Bridgeway. We'll get to that in just a minute. Tell us a little bit about what the builder's using. You say that the margins are tough and it's more base grade. Tell us what the builders are like as far as floor covering nowadays.
Well, you know, Kemp, everybody knows the buzzword with multi-layer flooring,
yeah.
LVT. It hit multifamily and retail years ago, and it is definitely infiltrated the builder business. And most of our builders want something that looks good and is less expensive so they can lower the standard price of the house. And so you're seeing more standard carpet in bedrooms and inexpensive wood LVT tile in the wet areas. We're just seeing more selections of standard to sell entry-level homes.
Yeah.
So as a result, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on margin.
So you've got that base business, and then you've got that design studio. You were telling me a little while ago that maybe about 20% of your business goes through that, but that's an opportunity for you to upgrade the homeowner, right?
That's correct. And then, you know, we also sell window coverings, and while we're not in the countertop business or cabinets, we partner with people and sell upgrades there as well. So anywhere where there's a design center, you have a great opportunity to sell upgrades.
Well, you know, this LVT business has impacted the traditional materials, the ceramic tile business. You're in one of those smile states, so ceramic's a big deal down there, at least it was. So do you think that there'll be a time when this will level out and we'll start to see growth again in these more traditional hardwood, traditional ceramic tile, or what do you think?
Well, in our market, ceramic lost a lot of floor space to engineered wood over the last 3 years. Dallas-Fort Worth has always been a very strong hardwood market, like Atlanta. And so now what we're seeing, though, is the engineered wood and ceramic are losing floor space to LVT, which has created an issue because there's not the installation, there's not enough qualified installers of this product.
All right. So you went to Napa a couple weeks ago, and you were with Jay and Michael. They have two groups up there, and you're obviously on the builder side, the Bridgeway side. And actually, they've kind of formed a group within a group. Tell me about that, if you would.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Jay and myself and a couple other people put together an idea to start a group called Building Partnerships. And really, there were builder subcontractors coming to their event that were Bridgeway members, that were technology partners. And we were looking for another way to get industry information, advice on business. And so that's really what it is. It's called Building Partnerships. It's a group of builder subcontractors nationally. We share information, mainly just how people run their business. We've got a lot of smart people that have years of experience of dealing with people and labor, builders, customers. It's been very rewarding, and each time we go to Napa, we have a separate meeting with that group.
So you share best practices and network and learn from each other.
Yeah, we all bring a topic. We talk about the topic. It's not structured like a buying group. It's structured like a group of friends sharing information. Obviously, we have to have enough structure so we all show up to a meeting on time. But other than that, we just want to learn from each other, and we bounce ideas off each other, and then we walk away with new information, and we pick up the phone and talk to each other until the next time we meet.
So at the meeting this year, were you presented any new tools that you're going to be able to use from a digital and web-based structure going to help you be more successful?
Definitely. This year was exciting. You know, we built a state-of-the-art design studio about 3 years ago, and really now what we wanted to do was step up our game from a technology standpoint with visualization tools that would help simplify the process for the designer, but enhance it for the homeowner. So whether it's VR tools where they can put product in the design your own room. So there were definitely some marketing tools that we're excited about, especially Design Now, which is a tool Jay's team is launching that helps the builder put specific products on their website to where homeowners or potential homeowners can visualize the products they may get if they purchase from that home builder.
The builders that you work for, is it some track and some custom? How does that work for y'all?
Yeah, the builders we do work for can cover a variety of price points, like you said. We have some entry level, some mid level, and a few custom, but mainly we're production based. What is unique about us, we don't do a lot of super low end. We do where there's a lot of home buyer selection involved. So there's an expectation from that home buyer when they buy a home and they go through the design process, they have an expectation of what they want their home to look like. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like that's what we do best, is we deliver on that expectation.
So the sales associates that work in your design center, do they have a interior design background?
Yes. They're all degreed designers. Mm-hmm. Our design studio director, Demi Rice, has done a great job building a team, and they do a tremendous job. It's an intimidating process if anybody's ever gone through, and they do a really good job of keeping the buyer focused on picking the trends, informing them of potential pitfalls with potential products, and I feel like having a degree designer is very important.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, it was good to catch up with you, and thanks for giving us an update on what happened up in Napa and what's going on with your business up in the Dallas area. Again, been talking to Bob Burton, the president with Southwestern, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.